Hello, my name is Laura Quinton. The title of my talk today is Archiving Dance in and After a Pandemic. As a CLEAR Fellow from September 2017 to May 2018, I conducted dissertation research at archives across Great Britain and New York City. A historian of dance and European politics, my dissertation, titled Ballet Imperial, Dance and the New British Empire After 1945, now my book project, explored how classical ballet became a national British art and tool of British soft power over the course of the 20th century. I'm tremendously grateful for the support of this fellowship, the CLEAR team, and the pre- and post-fellowship workshops, which enriched my dissertation research and my broader scholarship in countless ways. Today, I'm going to talk briefly about the COVID-19 pandemic's uneven impact on dance archives and original sources related to dance. Since 2020, two contrasting trends have emerged. First, repositories for dance and the performing arts, typically underfunded and understaffed even before the pandemic, contended with further pressures that, in some cases, jeopardize their futures. At the same time, the constraints of the pandemic prompted contemporary dance artists to create new digital content and participate in archiving projects that will enhance the historical record moving forward. In future, I hope that investment in dance and performing arts archives will accurately reflect the significance of these institutions, which are valued by researchers, arts communities, and the general public. I also hope that dance artists will continue to document their work, protecting their legacies, expanding the archive, and further underscoring the broader historical and cultural importance of dance. The challenges performing arts archives faced in the pandemic hit home for me in March 2021, when I received a distressing email from a colleague about the fate of the Theatre and Performance Department of the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, also known as the V&A. Like many cultural institutions, the V&A lost significant income during the pandemic. The museum's director was proposing a cost-cutting restructuring plan that involved letting go of staff and reorganizing its holdings chronologically and geographically. The Theatre and Performance Department, with its extensive collections of national and international records managed by archivists with terrific knowledge of the material, was in danger. As a CLEAR Fellow, I spent months examining administrative records, printed reviews, costume and set designs, and photographs at this archive. This experience, along with my conversations with the V&A's brilliant dance curator, fundamentally shaped my dissertation and made it possible. Evidently, I was not the only person dismayed by this proposal. The Society for Theatre Research issued a statement voicing great alarm and deep concerns about the plan. The Society of British Theatre Designers declared its support for the Theatre and Performance Department. The International Association of Libraries, Museums, Archives and Documentation Centres of the Performing Arts, or CIDMUS, created and began circulating an online petition in protest. By April, over 18,000 people had signed this petition, identifying themselves as scholars, archivists, performers, stage managers, designers, drama teachers, arts critics, students, and members of the general public. Some wrote impassioned comments defending the Theatre and Performance Department, calling it a national treasure. Its closure, some said, would be a catastrophic loss, a national disaster. Further spreading the word, British media, the BBC, The Guardian, The Stage, The Daily Mail, covered the V&A's plans, and celebrity actors such as Vanessa Redgrave joined the chorus of criticism. Ultimately, the V&A decided not to close the Theatre and Performance Department. Although some remain concerned about the museum's future plans, CIDMUS wrote that it would, quote, be looking out for how things progress, unquote. The collective rallying around this performing arts archive nevertheless proved effective, with the public outcry attesting to widespread appreciation for performing arts repositories. While placing some dance archives at risk, the pandemic prompted an unexpected boom in digital dance content and archiving projects. From the start of the pandemic in New York City, one of America's dance capitals, artists faced unemployment and significant financial losses. As rehearsal and performance spaces closed, many adapted by shifting their focus to virtual programs and digital creations. The enormous digital output that resulted led Dance USA, a major national organization for dance, to update its website with resources for how to manage and safeguard this material. Indeed, Dance USA reports that the pandemic has, quote, increased awareness in the dance field of the value and currency of archives and archiving practices, unquote. Perhaps prompted by unexpected downtime or the realization that online content has not only allowed dancers to keep working, but also increased their visibility and reach. Some organizations have joined individual dancers and companies in this effort. The New York Public Library's Jerome Robbins Dance Division, for example, started the COVID-19 Dance Worker Narratives Project, facilitating the creation of interviews documenting the experiences of members of the dance community across the US. The Chicago Dance History Project created Dancing Under Quarantine, an initiative that compiles submissions of digital content, recordings, and written reflections. For scholars and researchers, dance will be a vital medium for understanding the past 2 years and this historical moment. Moving forward, I hope that dance and performing arts archives, already so few and fragile, will be properly valued and appreciated by funders as well as larger organizations that they are part of. I also hope that dance artists continue to document their creations and experiences, even as many return to live performance, and the archives will support them in these endeavors. Such efforts not only protect dancers' work and legacies, expanding the archive, they further underscore the larger historical and cultural significance of dance.